get confused. I never know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky.
Was Spooky by Dusty Springfield, and you know what day it is, October 31st. It is Halloween, the best day of the year, and you know what that means. Fourth year in a row here on Hot Tub Tapes, we are going to be playing some fun Halloween music. My name is Julia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm super excited that my show actually fell on Halloween this year. I don't know if it's ever happened like that before. And I've done three other Halloween sets, so that means for my fourth one, I had to dig a little deeper to try to find songs that would relate to the Halloween theme. So I've got some really fun ones coming up. Started off with that Dusty Springfield track, but every other track is related to Halloween in some way. But we won't be playing any of the basic Halloween songs because I probably played those 4 years ago at this point, 3 years ago. Crazy how time has passed. So next up, we've got one of my favorite Halloween tracks and a song I've been listening to a lot in the fall because it's very, very spooky fall vibes. And it is Witches by Alice Phoebe Lou.
Last night when you pulled through, I put a spell on you. forget all that I learned tonight, all the times that I've been hurt tonight. Remember what I'm worth and fight for it. Put on something special.
Was Magic by Julia Jacklin. I know I'm stretching it a little with the theme on that one, but that's a track I really, really wanted to play, and I wanted any excuse to play it. It's from her new record, Pre-Pleasure, which just came out, and it's such a fantastic record, and I can't stop listening to it. Julia Jacklin is one of those artists that I discovered before she was famous, so I feel like really emotionally attached and possessive to her. For over her. She also has my name. So she's one of those that I kind of feel like I own a little bit. And her new record is amazing. I would love to see her live one day. She just came to Boston. I missed her show then. And before that was Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. And we're going to keep it rolling. It's not very spooky outside today. It's actually a beautiful, like, 68-degree sunshiny fall day here in Medford-Somerville, Massachusetts. But I'm really hoping we'll get some trick-or-treaters later. Last year, my house had not one single child come by, even though we had decorations, we had candy out, we did all the things, and no one showed up. So hopefully this year we'll get some trick-or-treaters on our street. And next up on our Halloween set today is Shadow People by Dr. Dog.
The rain is falling, it's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company. And there ain't nothing around here to look at. Move along. Move along. The neon lights on Baltimore. Every shadow's getting famous. In some backyard, in some plastic chair. Hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go again. Here we go again. You got rings in your ears. And you got kicked around and made up. Looking high,
All right, that was Evil by Chastity Belt off of their 2013 release, No Regrets Instead of Regrets. And that's a band that just exists in the early 2010s and has not made it out of that era. They haven't released anything since 2015 or 2017, I believe. So no more Chastity Belt for you out there. That's also a band that I discovered through like an old friend of mine, Cleo Chaplin, who I haven't spoken to in years. We weren't even friends, but I just always have a really weird association between Chastity Belt and her. So, and that's the thing about music, is that I feel like, for me at least, songs are super personal and I always associate them with people, and it's really hard to sever that tie, that connection between the song and the person it reminds you of. Speaking of, that first song you heard was Shadow People by Dr. Dog, one of my favorite Dr. Dog tracks. And Dr. Dog is an artist that I, until recently, really, really, really associated with my ex-boyfriend. And only recently, I feel like I can reclaim Dr. Dog for myself and listen to Dr. Dog separate from thinking of my ex-boyfriend, who also has a show on WMFO and is great. And you should listen to his show as well. But what was my point there? What was my point about Dr. Dog and association? I don't know. Oh, so I run the music magazine at Tufts, and we're going to publish a piece in the upcoming issue about that exact phenomenon, about giving songs to people and not being able to kind of get them back after that relationship ends, and what happens when you kind of give the most intimate part of your soul to someone in the form of a song. And we're thinking about turning it into a podcast, and I feel like that would be a really interesting topic to explore and talk about. You know, what songs can you never listen to again, or what songs are you saving to give to the right person? Because there are definitely songs that I feel like I have in my arsenal that I'm only going to give to someone once, and I want it to be the right person. So interesting stuff to think about on this Halloween, on this October 31st. And we're rolling right along with another song about witches, a very popular Halloween topic. This one is by Waxahachie. That was Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings by Father John Misty. And I don't know if you caught it with the lyrics, but that song is about a guy who hooks up with a girl because her kink is hooking up in cemeteries. So they're hooking up in the cemetery in the song. So really fun lyrics, really fun song. But I love that song, and I love Father John Misty. It's off his album Fear Fun. And before that, I played Witches by Waxahachie, who has a brand new album out under her new group with Jess Williamson called Plains. And they also just played in Boston, or are about to play a show in Boston, but that's also a great record. Now I just can't stop thinking about someone hooking up in a cemetery. That's crazy. But people actually do that, probably. And another fun thing we've got going here in the station is there's a sheet of paper that says, what's your favorite song recently? Because we're updating our automation system. So the songs that are played when no one else is on air in the studio. And it's just got such a fun collection of songs. There's some Big Thief, some Yola Tango, some Always, some Mount Joy, Briston Maroney. I feel like some of these songs, I know who put them down, but that's kind of fun because they're anonymous. So if anyone has any suggestions for a song I should put down that they want to hear on the automation, let me know and I'll put it down. I also wanted to give a shout out to my roommate, Ava Autry, who is listening and live tweeting. She says that her kink is also hooking up in cemeteries, and I'm exposing her on the air for that. So thank you, Ava, for that. And also my mom, who is listening right now and texting me that one day I'll find my special person to give my special song to, which is a typical mom response, and I love her very much. So thank you, Mom. And next up, we've got Necessary Evil by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. I feel like also stretching it a little with the theme, but still evil is in the title. It still makes sense, and it's got the spooky vibes for sure. So that's going to come up next. Yeah. All right, that was Kitchen Witch by Ariel Pink, who is kind of canceled now, but that's still a great song. And yeah, off of his 2017 release, dedicated to Bobby Jameson, and the cover is a cemetery, so very spooky. And then before that, you heard Necessary Evil by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, a great track too. I love that record, Multi-Love. I have it on vinyl, and I play it a lot at home. And my other roommate, Elizabeth Strelikis, alerted me to the fact I have not been checking the DJ chat. I've been a very, very bad DJ. And she's been blowing up the chat with some things I don't really appreciate about what she's saying in the chat. But some of them are true. And she wants me to play When You're Smiling by the Singing Vibrating Pumpkin. and I might listen to that and make a in the moment decision about whether that will be played. But she also wants us, me to shout out our lit Halloween party that we had on Saturday, and she is right. We had possibly the greatest party in all of Tufts history on Saturday evening at our house. And we had two Tufts bands play, Plum Island, Sideways Staircase, both of which are great and amazing. And surprisingly, nothing went wrong. Everything went really well, and we had a lot of people in our basement. And then magically, the power shut off at 1:15, and everyone left. And it was beautiful. Very, very fun night. So we're really happy that went well, and we could celebrate Halloween. I've got some new people joining the chat. So maybe, oh no, I don't know who Jolly Habitant is. I have a feeling it's my dad. That means there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight in the chat. But before that happens, we're going to play two Wolf-related songs, one of which is by TV on the Radio and one of which is by the Yeah Yeah Yeah. So this is Wolf by Like Me by TV on the Radio.
Run my melody, transfer my tragedy. at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
All right, that was the final time that I can play my favorite PSA, the Halloween vegetarian PSA. After today, it will no longer be relevant. But there has been quite the chatter in the chat. My favorite three chatters are back in action, Elizabeth, Ava, and my dad. And to quote Ava, she said, "My favorite holiday is the one where we communicate with your father in the chat." Oh, and we've got a listener all the way from Copenhagen, also, who is following along with our chat action and some highlights from the chat. I can't say that on air, never mind. But there's been some Flo Rida references. There have been some punctuation battles. There's been some, there's a lot going on. And all through it all, we've had Wolf by Yeah Yeah Yeahs, a song off their new record, Cool It Down, which is fantastic. Very few people are as iconic as Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs in indie music today. She's awesome. And then you heard Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. And we've got a few more songs for you. We've got some Tegan and Sarah and some Rina Sawayama coming up. And so much happening in the chat. I love it. It makes me not want to talk on air so I can just watch the chat happen. But I'm having a great time here in the studio, and I hope you are as well. And this is Walking with a Ghost.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind.
with possessions, get friends, breaking all pieces. Things started to change. I've been trying to find her since she gave a little too much away.
That was Phantom by Rina Sawayama off of her new, brand spanking new release, Hold the Girl. Such a good record. It's so good. She is playing in Boston, I believe, this week? Maybe last week. But that show is totally sold out, so no hopes for me. Some updates from the chat. Wise User is trying to take over my show, and we're going to say no to that. That's my dad. And Divine Chatter has tuned in, and I know exactly who that is based on the signature smiley faces, making a Smashing Pumpkins reference. Fantastic, fantastic job. And I've got one more song for you on this Halloween Monday. I hope you've enjoyed the spooky songs. We'll be back next week with some regular songs, and tune in an hour earlier because my roommate Ava, who was really going crazy in the chat, is going to have her own show, Ava on Air, next Monday at 2 p.m. And then listen to me at 3 p.m. And my name is Julia. You've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it coming in the chat. Keep it coming. I love it. I love the energy. Thank you to all my listeners, And we're going to close it out with one of my favorites. This is Dracula's Wedding by Outkast off of Speakerbox/The Love Below, greatest double album of all time. And that's it. That's all I got for you today. Yeah. I'm still floored by all that's happening in the chat. I'm still on it. So yeah, this is Outkast to send us out on our Monday.
Ever wanted, but I'm terrified of you. See, my castle may be haunted, but I'm terrified of you. I've cast my spell on millions, but I'm terrified of you. Baby, I do this from the ceiling, but I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to bite the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out, so I'm frightened. Ooh, Dracula's one. No one, but I'm terrified of you. See, my heartbeat is a slow one, but I'm terrified of you. I've been around for ages, but I'm terrified of you. Run my thing across the stage, but yet I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to fight the right one. And then you come along and that freaks me out. So I'm frightened. Dracula's wedding.
Stake, oh, bad choice of words, but I'm not the gun.
Shot
the silver bullets, and I can count
1, 2, 3.
Plus, I make great peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Van Helsing.
For richer or poorer, through sickness.
Took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.